Workers at local Stop and Shop grocery stores could soon go on strike. The retailer and New England branches of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union are negotiating this week for a new contract. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
The most recent agreement expired almost 2 weeks ago, and if both sides don't come together and agree on a new one, there could be a work stoppage. The workers say they're fighting for four things: no raises for the next 3 years, rising health costs, a reduction in pension funding, and the potential to lose premium pay on Sundays. Mark Espinoza is the president of the 919 Connecticut Local of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, or UFCW.
Any one of those four topics will rile my members up enough, and all the members in New England, to say enough's enough.
There are 91 Stop and Shops in Connecticut, and all of them employ UFCW members. There are five UFCW locals from New England currently at the bargaining table.
Boston Local has already met with their membership and has indeed taken a strike vote authorization. However, our intention is not to strike the company at this point. We believe that we can get some movement, and we're going to stay at the bargaining table and try to keep our members working.
Stop and Shop declined an interview request but issued a statement saying that the company will hire temporary replacement workers and deploy corporate personnel in an effort to keep stores open if there's a strike. Espinoza, the union president, will brief his members on negotiations on March 10th. Then they'll all take a vote. One other group, the 371 Connecticut Local, will get together Wednesday night. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.